when it did. And I'm sure that as you go through life, there are occasions when something has happened and we go, you know what, that was just the right time. Sometimes we can get it wrong and it's just the wrong time. But timing for many things in life is really important. I know earlier this year I was on a boat trip and we sank, which is not really what you want to be doing on a boat trip. But just at the right time, the rescue team arrived for us. Now, if it had been a bit later, I might not be here. You might all be going, wee. Might all be cheering. But just at the right time, they came and they rescued. That's not my voice going funny. That's somebody playing with it on the sound desk. Okay. Now, timing for us in the context of the Nativity is also really important. The scripture in Romans 5 says this: you see, just at the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrated his own love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. The writer of that, Paul, is recognizing that we are in a hopeless situation and need something to happen to get us out of it. Something to make a difference, to bring hope to our hearts. And hope and joy and peace are one of the things that we constantly refer to in the Nativity, as we've been singing the songs there about the hope that Christ brings. And Paul was writing about this hope because he recognized that in our hearts, very often, we need something more than what we can do ourselves. So it's not within our power to overcome some of the eternal issues of life. At Christmas time, we remember the birth of Jesus. The moment Jesus was born into a broken world. The Bible tells us that he will be called the Savior, the Messiah, the Lord. Very, very powerful statements, those, aren't they? This baby will become the answer to the world and save us from sin. I don't know about you, but very often in life, we're looking for someone to save us. We can feel in a desperate need, we can feel that we have a want in our lives, and we are looking for somebody to step up and save us in that situation. As we look around the world, we can put our hope in our politicians. I don't want to comment on that, but we do. Our family, we can put hope in our family that they will help us in many different services that are out there. We want help in dealing with some of the problems we face in life. Many of the films that I watched are about a superhero, somebody saving the world from evil. We all love those films, don't we? Because the goodie always beats the baddie. And it's a bit like our Nativity story. We need someone to come just at the right time to save the world. I suppose that we've got to recognize that we're in trouble. And one of the things that I've noticed over the recent years, as we've been going through the pandemic, as we've been going through various economic and political issues, is that you go, whoa, we need somebody to help us here. We're in a lot of trouble. And as in many things in life, we only need someone to save us when we recognize that we're in trouble. And I feel that as a world, that is the case. We are always looking for somebody to bring us out of this place of desperation, of financial inequality, emotional deterioration, fear about the future. There is a lot of stuff out there that is a real mess. Many of these issues seem to be out of our control, something we can't do anything about, and we don't have the answer for it. But you know, whenever we face an issue in life, and whenever we look at problems in our own life, there's always a backstory. There's always something that has got us to this point in life where we need saving. And if you've ever tried to unravel a problem with somebody, you'll always find that there's a reason why things happen. the backstory. And the backstory for the nativity started with Adam and Eve. They made the decision to go their own way. They disobeyed God and they stepped outside of his provision forever. They kind of went it alone. And they put the world in jeopardy to the destructive power of sin. It's the biggest power that we face very often and we have no control over. This is what the nativity is all about. Jesus offering us a way to overcome this power and that drives us to destruction. And God never wanted us to be in this state, but driven by the power of sin, we are where we are today. We need a savior. It tells in the Bible that just at the right time, Jesus was born. Just at the right time, he died for us that our sin might be forgiven. This was God's gift to humanity. It revealed the heart of God for the world that he created. It demonstrated his love and his power towards us. It's a great story, isn't it? And sometimes with stories, we can lose the meaning as time goes on. And we're talking about a period of 2,000 years ago. So what does that mean for us today? Is there any truth in the story? Like the story from the Nativity, we still need saving. We need access to a savior. We need someone who could fight on our behalf. I would say the problems that we face today are very similar to the problems that were faced 2,000 years ago. People are still people, and they're still looking for the same answer. And as we're focusing on his birth 2,000 years ago, we're reminded of the fact that at the right time he came. When the world needed him, he came to save us from our sin. His mission was to save the world, to set us free, and heal us from the hurts and the disappointments that life can bring. For each of us here tonight, it might just be the right time to put your faith in this Jesus, to allow him to deal with everything that is going on in your life, to deal with your backstory and set you free. So I don't know how you view the story of the Nativity. Maybe it's a story, or maybe it's the truth. If it's true, then the promise that was given at that time is still on offer today. It's a very real offer. But like any offer that is given, we've got to accept it. We've got to go for it. We've got to put our faith in the promise that Jesus told us that while we were still powerless, he died for us that we might have life. Just consider that as we go through this festive period. It's very easy to lose the meaning of Christmas, to lose the meaning of the Nativity. But maybe it's just the right time for you to sit down and allow God to do something new and fresh in your life. Well, that's the end of our carol service. I trust that you've enjoyed it.